White, J.E. White, Emma. Woodland, California, October 25th, 1872. Dear children, Edson and Emma. Your letter, Edson, Willie has just brought us from the post office. Father, in his directions, got the start of your letters about 5 days. He wrote to Sister Van Horn that if Emma desired it, he thought she had better go into the counting room. If she drops everything else and puts her mind on the business there, we believe she will succeed. Edson, don't be in great haste to leave for Trawls. Make the most of your time. Elder M. G. Kellogg will start for Trawls November 8th and will get to Battle Creek November 15th and will leave for Trawls November 20th. He is writing to Trawl that he is coming from California with one more to accompany him, and in Battle Creek will be joined by several, and to hold on and not commence his lectures till he gets there with his company. Brother Kellogg has a library of the textbooks and other books that you need. He says you can have the use of these books. One can read to the company and all be benefited. He will be a great help to you all, as he is one term in advance of you. He will be a father to you, an excellent counselor. He is humble and has the cause of God at heart. We hope that you will take Brother Kellogg's counsel. We have been at Woodland since 1 week ago last Friday. We have held meetings under the tent every evening and over 2 Sabbaths and first days. I spoke Sunday afternoon and evening to a most attentive audience. Professor Martin handed me a notice Sabbath Eve at the commencement of the Sabbath that he would preach Sunday evening, showing the law done away. Your father had great freedom in preaching at the close of the Sabbath. I spoke Sunday afternoon. Father was sick with dysentery, and in order to draw a congregation, I consented to speak Sunday evening. Notwithstanding Brother Martin's meeting and a circus in another tent a few rods off, we had a good congregation of the first class. Judge Johnson and wife were among the hearers Sunday afternoon. I had great freedom. Our testimony is received and appreciated here in California. There is a great work to be done here. I have labored right through, although I have had a hard cough for 5 weeks. Have kept awake hours of nights coughing. I have raised a great deal. Yet I have attended meetings nights and days and spoken my turn every time. I am now improving. Today we all got together, Loughborough, Cornell, Kellogg, Willie, your father and myself, and prayed earnestly to God for health and his blessing to labor in this new field. We have faith that God will grant us his strength to bear our testimony. We want so much to work to save souls. We feel that we have no time to be sick. Oh, that God would raise up laborers to sound the last note of warning to the world. Edson and Emma, seek God with all your hearts. Be established, strengthened, settled in the truth. Don't represent, in character and principle, the reed trembling in the wind. Be of sound moral principle, unmoved by the influence of the vain, proud, and worldly. We are seeking to live for the better world. May God help you to see your failings, your defects, and prepare you for his heavenly kingdom. In much love, from your mother. If Willie's pants are not sent to California, do not send them. Your mother.